Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
It's the radio.
It is on the radio, and we talk about video games on this particular show on the radio.
Wow.
Because we like video games.
No.
Well,
I know, I say that like every time, but it's, no, I actually...
Why must you argue with me in front of all the public?
It's a love-hate relationship.
You love video games and hate me.
No, untrue.
I get that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, and we do have a third person with us today. Welcome back,
Tucci. Third wheel. That's harsh.
You're abusive.
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
Okay, bye.
This is why we don't play Mario Party together, because we get real mean.
Or our friendship would end.
It'd be rich.
I think the only reason why our friendship hasn't ended over Mario Party is because we always play it too late at night and we're too tired to actually fight each other.
And then the CPU wins.
And then the CPU wins.
So we're just mad at the CPU instead, because we're bad at it.
We had to find other targets for our aggression.
Okay, so that's Megan.
I am Megan.
I'm Alice.
And this here is
Jesse.
Wow.
I know, very exciting. Shut up, Alice.
Jesse's here to play talk about video games. Not to play or not to watch video games.
Not while we're on the radio.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
I would like to suggest, because Pledgerama quickly approaches.
When is that?
Like 4 months from now.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, that's right around the corner.
Yeah.
It is right around the corner.
Wow.
That we do have a small video game marathon at some point to raise money for the show.
Sure.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
You just have to tell me when and where and what video games. And it can't be video games. I'm going to say, please don't be video games I'm bad at.
Mario.
Please be video games.
Mario or games that I'm like, games that just make me, yeah, full anxiety. Just like Mario 3 and Mario 64. I only get to choose the levels where there's like no ground.
You know what? Because it'll be quickly approaching new Pokemon time, we'll do a Nuzlocke run.
Yeah. Okay, it's fine.
We'll do an altered Nuzlocke.
You can do
run.
That. That's fine. I've actually never lost a Pokemon like that. That I can remember.
I'm very proud of you. You're very nice to your mom.
I'm pretty nice, usually. Now that I think about that, no, they've probably died. Okay, I don't want to do this anymore. I was like, I don't want to have
we
that.
We have like 4 months to decide on a game that we can play for at least an hour.
No Pokemon. Okay.
we'll play.
Can it just be like Katamari? We love Katamari, my favorite game that I'm very good at.
You know what? Yeah, like actually,
the only person in the world who's really good at it.
I'll take a CRTV, hook up the PlayStation 2, and we'll play some Katamari.
It's a good game.
It is a good game.
So, game have you been playing, Megan?
Actually, you and I both completed a game after razzing each other so bad two weeks ago.
I play games.
You razzed me so bad about not completing
a game. Yeah, I know. But you did it, and I was proud. Because it's a harder game, I feel.
Well, there's two settings.
Mm-hmm.
Hard and not
casual.
So hard.
Not so hard.
Yeah.
Hard and not so hard.
It's casual. But it's Thimbleweed Park, which is a game that I personally wanted to play for a while, because it is by some of the people who were on the original LucasArts team. So they did original Monkey Island and the Indiana Jones point and clicks, which those are games that I literally very much grew up with. Like, those are some of the first video PC games that are, well, they were on the Mac, but you know, PC back in the day. Mac. Yeah. It was kind of unfortunate that we had a Mac, because I could only select very few games at the time for Mac. So those were some, and we played them a lot. So this is sort of in the vein of point and click adventure style. It's very much in the vein of that, right, Megan?
Yeah, it's exactly as you said. It's very point and click. It's well, we have Day of the Tentacle, which was remastered.
Yes.
We still haven't gone through Grim Fandango, which I believe
have. Oh, yeah. I want to play that, too.
Yeah, okay. And actually, Thimbleweed Park was on sale because PlayStation was doing a retro games.
Oh, I love it when they do the retro sales.
That's funny because, once again, Thimbleweed Park was released in 2017. I believe it was Kickstarted as well, because there are a lot of, like, Kickstarter-y things. And this game is really neat. So basically the story is you get to play as five characters eventually, basically.
Yes.
But the two main characters are Agent Ray and Agent Reyes. which I feel
it's like not confusing at all.
No,
they must have done this on purpose. But Agent Ray is they're both federal agents. One Agent Ray,
allegedly.
Yes, yeah, true, allegedly. But it's very sarcastic, very dry wit. It's also very tongue in cheek and references that you are playing in a point and click adventure game. So, like, for me, I love this because I have played many a point-and-click adventure game, and I very much recognize things like, you know, they reference Monkey Island, they reference a whole bunch of other things in this game, and it's very cute, and I like that. I like a lot of this.
And the fact that it is so, like, deeply meta, like, normally these games have at least one joke. They're like, ha-ha-ha, we're playing a game.
Like,
there's
ha-ha.
Only, like, one, but this is, like, the whole entire thing was, like, boy, they sure did not program this to do this.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's funny. It's cute.
I am going to be deadpan now. This is not the expression you were expecting. I mean, aye.
Yeah, it's cute. It's very referential. Like, even, like, it makes fun of game developers a lot. Like, one of the characters you play as is a game developer. And one of the things, like, it's so terrible. She became a game developer and, like, left her family, you know, to pursue her dreams.
Abandoned her family fortune.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just, it's very funny. Like, that's funny.
What's the plot?
There is a dead man.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. They're two agents. Someone has died.
You're trying to solve his murder.
In Thimbleweed Park. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a small population in Thimbleweed Park. And it's sort of, you're trying to figure out what's happening here. There's also a famous pillow factory that sort of
That's an odd choice.
I know. It's funny. And it kind of has, like, almost, like, the pillow fact has almost nothing to do with anything else. It's just, like, it could literally almost be anything.
But the pillow factory also popularized tube machines throughout the entire town. So everything runs on tubes.
Yes.
Well, and Futurama?
It is a little, it's
like TV tubes.
Except this does take place in 1987 specifically, is when it's supposed to take place.
Yeah, that's when I was born.
Wow.
Way to age yourself.
Yeah,
shut up.
On the radio.
On the radio.
I was born
on record.
In 2000.
Yeah. I was born in
1938. Wow, way to age yourself.
I remember when we had nickel penny arcades.
Oh, wow. No, they wouldn't be pennies.
Yeah, pennies existed back then.
Okay. Anyway, so Thimbleweed Park, back in the day. I'm going to go right off and just say what I don't like about it. Because I, first off, played the casual version, so the easier version of the game. Which, it doesn't necessarily recommend you play it, but it's like, if you're not comfortable, there'll be less stuff.
So it's like the normal setting?
I don't know if it's the normal setting. I actually think it's not, because there is a whole bunch of content that is cut from the easy version, which is kind of very disappointing. Because then I sort of like, I beat it fairly quickly. Like, I beat it within maybe 6-ish hours.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, for the casual version. And this, you know, there and then I was like, well, maybe, you know, I'll check out the other one, the harder version. It's just harder. But there's a bunch that was basically cut from the casual version that is in the harder version. Now, I don't like this. I think it's really a poor choice, because it should either instruct you play one or the other, or it should basically tell you that if you aren't gonna play the harder version, there will be stuff that you are going to miss. You're just not going to be able to see it, because otherwise I was going to be done with this game. And I was just sort of like, you know what? Maybe I'll check it out. Maybe I'll see what the puzzles are. And there's just like, there are literally places that you can't go in the casual version that you can only go in the hard version that are only available. So scenes, characters, interactions, puzzles.
That's almost punishing you for going the easier route, because you miss out on a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. And as you know, I am a big fan of, like, accessibility, and I love that when video games make it easy for people to play, but also do not sacrifice anything. Sacrifice story, sacrifice gameplay. Like, obviously you're going to sacrifice something, you know, make it easier, but I don't believe that you should sacrifice chunks of story or chunks of that sort of thing. Like, if I wanted to skip it, sure, give me that option. But because there are games where it's just like, this is too difficult. You want to skip and be like, yeah, I'm done. I don't. Please help.
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls doesn't have
Grand Theft Auto has skip.
You just skip over that game entirely.
Yeah, like things like Grand Theft Auto, like they just have skips, which is fine. Once again, I'm fine with this as long as it sort of leads for other people to, like, the story is still there. And that's maybe my only gripe with Thimbleweed Park. Other than some of the controls are a little clunky for a PlayStation, but it's a point and click, and I understand.
Yeah, on a console, it's... Yeah.
Like, there isn't really a happy medium, like, unless they come out with, like, a PlayStation 4 mouse or something.
Trackpad.
Or something. Like, well, that you can... Here's the thing. You can 100% use the touchpad on the PlayStation 4 controller for this.
Well, dang!
Sorry, I thought you knew this.
I never touched that thing if I can help it.
Oh, surprise. That was a big problem for me because I accidentally touched it like every second. So, that's how I did actually use a bunch of stuff was with the trackpad on the PlayStation 4.
Here I was using my other thumb like a schmuck when I could have been like using the trackpad thingy on the top.
Yeah, so I will say like, obviously it is a point and click game that, you know, like, in something like a handheld, like a DS or obviously the PC, it's something a little bit easier because you have all your things. And even on, like, you know, back on the day on the computer, when you would have letters that corresponded to the different commands. So, like, use, U, right, open, O, stuff like that.
Push,
so,
pull.
Yeah, they would be different because they're, push and pull
zap.
And pick up, right? Yeah, so... It depends. I feel that's fine. But yeah, I was a little disappointed with the whole fact that, like, and I'm going to finish playing the game on hard.
How far did you get?
In the hard one, I'm about half-ish way.
Three quarters of the way?
Yeah.
I'd say you're much further. Like,
no, I wasn't further than you. You were further than me.
You got pretty, like, you're about two-thirds, three-quarters of the way in.
Yeah. So, like, I know basically what I have to do because then I watched Megan play the other half that I had played. So, you know, I'm already, it's fine, but it's just.
I don't need the Primo guides when I've got Alice helping me.
Because
Prima.
Prima, yeah.
They don't make those anymore.
I miss you. I miss you, video game guides. Aww. I know the internet, but it's just not that helpful sometimes.
You don't get that nice, good color photo spreads. Of,
yeah.
Oh.
I do really like this game, though. I think it's quite good. I just feel that you should just get rid of the casual mode altogether because there are ways for you to bypass, you know, the difficulty in this, which is like there is a hint line.
And it's pretty great.
It is great. And this does also reference ye old point and click games like Monkey Island. At one point, there was a place with a phone and you could call a hint line in Monkey Island. Like, not a real one, but also, yes, a real one, but like one in the game. So this references a lot of that where you ask someone, some random person for a hint. And it is pretty helpful. Like, it gives you a couple sort of like directions of where to go or what to do. But then eventually, if you're like, I really just don't know, they'll just spell it out for you. Like, go here, do this. And you're like, thanks. That is what I needed to know. Because
true.
I have all these things in my inventory and I don't know what to do with them.
Talk casually to this person. Cool. What next? Ask them about their mother. Okay, what next? Ask them about their mother and their recent cold. Cool, thank you.
Yeah, like it's just sort of, yeah. It's a pretty helpful hint line, and I do like the phone utilization in this because you do actually use it more than just to call the hint line. So, yeah, I like the mechanics in this game.
It's a really good little game.
It's fun. The voice acting is mostly good. I'm not the biggest fan of Agent Reyes. I think he's maybe the least good voice actor. And the rest of them I really like because there's a clown character and he's very funny. I know. Oh, Jesse doesn't like clowns.
No.
But he's one of the funniest characters. And I would say the game developer, Dolores, she's very charming and like enjoyable.
She's good.
And Agent Ray is kind of a sarcastic Scully-like. I feel she's very...
That's the first hint you get is that they are a lot like a Mulder and Scully situation.
Ish. Yeah, yeah.
But...
Except whatever.
So is the plot, is it straight up murder mystery? Or is it
pretty
X-Files,
much.
Sci-fi, horror?
There is a little bit of sci-fi in it.
They do a lot of Twin Peaks callbacks.
Oh my gosh, okay. Yeah. It is, yeah, it's, but it's also then it's very meta, right? It's you know, it's about games and making games and stuff. And
it's essentially what you get if you get a Monkey Island mixed with a Twin Peaks, mixed with an X-Files, mixed with a classic mystery Sherlock Holmes sort of situation.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's pretty interesting. I like the mechanics, once again. Like, I do like the story. I think it's fairly interesting. It may be I would like a little bit more than the ending, but I'm fine with what I got.
Are there multiple endings?
No.
I would have liked a bit more of a satisfying ending. That would be my complaint with it, because it gets you up to a certain point and then
it's just
you don't really
like
get
the
closure.
End. Yeah.
There's really no closure to it. That's the only drawback.
Yeah, but it's not bad.
But it kind of encourages you to keep playing.
Yeah.
Again and again and again.
Yeah. I liked it. I think it's fun. The characters, like the script is amazing. Like the things that people say are great. It's very funny. Like, I laughed a lot in some of the things that they said, you know.
The signals are strong tonight.
Yeah, like it is a little weird. Yes. It's very funny. Yeah. I'm it was a game that I wanted to play for a while, so I'm pretty happy that we finally played it.
And I believe the retro sale is still on, so get it now because it is quite cheap. I also, for the future, I haven't played it yet, but we do have King's Quest to go through.
Oh, I see this retro as in they must have done, like, retro style. So I guess they
there's a lot of, like, older games. That, like, well, but Okage was on that sale, too.
That's okay. Well, anyway, that's weird. Whatever. Whatever. I've been proven wrong.
We do have a guest today that we haven't talked to quite a lot
Jesse
yet.
Jesse hasn't played the video game.
I haven't
yet.
Played that one
about,
yet. No.
So but she doesn't know what we're talking about.
I have no idea. You've played games like this. And
Jesse's played games.
Jesse, you play video games from time to time.
Sometimes.
Is there any that you can recommend sort of in a similar vein to this for people who want to get their...
Do you play
point and click?
Yeah.
Franbo is really good.
Oh, yeah.
I love Franbo.
That's a horror one.
Yeah, that I haven't played yet.
Oh, it's good.
Is it on the PlayStation?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just never come up in my scope of things that I want to play yet.
That's interesting. It is, it is very, it's point and click horror. I don't believe it's voice acted, though.
No.
But it's like sort of almost, I want to say, almost like a storybook.
It's a weird take sort of on Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, that's a pretty good,
And it's really, really twisted, though.
It is. I knew kids who were really into it because, you know, kids love
because it's disturbing.
Yeah.
Why do kids have this huge fascination for weird, disturbing horror that would have made me pee myself when I was their age?
Oh, I was that kid. I had a fascination with the weird,
like,
disturbing horror
when
I was a kid.
I love that. I love, but... Yeah, Frembo's neat. It's about, like, I think she's in a mental hospital or, like, an asylum or something.
Yeah.
And there's a cat that she talks to.
Yeah, like, it's her sidekick.
Mr. Mystery or Mr.
I can't remember.
Something like that. I think
Mysterry.
It's a Mr. Some. No. Wow. But yeah, no, that one I would say, is also really great. It's also pretty, like, it's lengthy.
It's long.
Yeah. Which, and it is very different. Like, I feel it's in chapters almost. Like, I think there's like five chapters.
Yeah.
And it's, they're very different from each other, which is fine with me. Mm-hmm. I don't, but it's also, it does. Yeah. It's like fantastical.
Yeah.
A bit.
So
right?
What's the goal of this game? You are in this
out?
Just to leave and escape this very dark situation.
I think you're
stuck in the asylum.
Yeah.
And then you have to sneak past all of the, like, doctors and stuff and try to escape. At first you don't know why you're there, and then it slowly comes out that your parents have died and all of this stuff.
But I think there was somebody, like, who was going to pick you up.
Yeah.
Like your aunt or something.
Or an uncle. Yeah, I think it was an uncle.
I can't remember
either. It's been a while. But then you do finally leave the asylum, and then you go on this like fantastical adventure into the dark version or darker version of Wonderland.
So yeah,
it's really ugh.
Like a very like do you run into Caterpillar and a Mad Hatter Tea Party?
You
and...
run into like caterpillars and stuff that are turned into grotesque demons that squirt things.
Oh.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, yeah. It's a nasty game. Like some of the
It is grotesque. Yeah. Like it's definitely gory despite being like I feel Franbo is a pretty like she's a cutesy looking character. Mm-hmm. Like
so is the cat. Yeah, I love the cat.
Yeah, and it's just sort of in that vein of like sort of like Lenore from like Jonan Vasquez. Not
yeah,
Lenore.
Yeah.
He didn't do that.
He
one.
Didn't do Lenore.
But
I do know
it's
which
in
one
the same
talking about.
Yeah. Vein of that sort of drawing of it, sort of creepy but cute, or like Emily Strange even is sort of in that sort of genre.
The That's innocent yet corrupt little girl who doesn't realize that.
And
she's
I stand corrected. Franbo is not available on PlayStation like I thought it was, but
you play it on Jesse.
PC.
Okay, there we go. That's what I was sort of thinking.
It was PC. Yeah.
Does this mean I have to kick up my
PC?
Yes.
No. I do believe, like, hopefully, maybe one day it'll be available for the Switch or something.
I can't see why it wouldn't.
Well, or other things. Like, I just believe that it was maybe, I don't want to say it didn't do well, but I don't think it was, like, maybe the greatest financial success.
No.
So.
Well, with games like American McGee's Alice that has more money pumped into it and more advertising.
True, but even he is, like, right now he's kickstarting the third Alice. Yeah.
And that's what I was about to say is that hasn't he been active in the last while trying to get
Yeah, actually it's in full swing. Like I've been checking out some live streams or some things. It looks pretty cool. There looks like a lot of cute merch is being made, like cute plushes
of
the cats.
Oh, I love the merch for that. I don't care for a lot of the game graphics though.
Here's the thing. I as a person named Alice, I've always been interested in, like, American McGee's Alice is okay. I liked the first one. It was neat. The second one was not very well done.
No.
It was visually kind of cool. Like, there's cool things about it.
It's like the new movies, Alice in Wonderland. Like,
yeah.
It looks kind of cool. It's not great.
But there's no substance.
There's no substance. There's clear
all
holes.
Fluff.
It's Hot Topic goth for you.
It is a little bit. That's very appropriate, especially considering. But now this one is called Alice Asylum, which is weird because I do feel in the other game I think you were in asylum.
Yeah,
but
the second one you start in an asylum.
Yeah, so whatever. But
did American McGee even make any other games?
He did do an Oz one, I believe.
Yeah.
That I don't know how well it did.
It was not successful.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to say I'm not interested in this kind of thing, but especially since I think American McGee sort of did the weird, the grimdark thing before anybody else kind
new.
Of thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
I still remember
At
going into
time.
Walmart and walking through and seeing the picture on the front and reading the back going, oh,
ooh.
And I was so disturbed. I was like, Mom, can I get this? And she's like, no, it's too disturbing.
Like,
but
rated teen.
Now, but now all of the Disney fairy tales and that sort of thing are being rebooted and they're trying to make it dark, but
we already got our edgy. We've
Disney
got our fill.
Disney hasn't mastered edgy yet. That's the thing. Is that,
well, if you go back to the 90s, I mean.
Yeah, Hunchback of Notre Dame was
pretty
dark.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Well, that kind of thing. But I'm just in general, like, we've been through enough of Asylum, edgy dark kind of things. Like, we've been there, done that.
It's
everybody and
now.
Their mom knows, like, edgy dark Alice in Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
So he does have a hurdle. Like, obviously, he has fans. Obviously, it's still popular. It's kind of too bad that I guess nobody wants to work with him, like, game company-wise. Why is that? I have no idea. I'm going to say maybe just with the financial unsuccess of the previous Alice game.
That's the
only thing I could maybe pin it on. Because I don't necessarily think he's, like, mean or, like, works people poorly.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea. That's just...
Probably also because his output is nowhere near the degree of other well-known...
That's a good point.
Well, he's got, four or five games under his
and
belt.
And this
kind
is going
of,
back to the 90s. That's a long
span. That's a long
time. That's a short resume on game producer resumes.
I guess so. And the other thing, I guess he really just wants to make it, like, the game that he wants to make, I guess.
And that's
Which
fair.
It
that's,
is. Yeah, I'm fine with that. And if people want to pay him to do that, I'm also fine with that. Like, it's your own money. And if you eventually want to play that game, that probably will come out, like, I'm not going to say soon. I don't even think there's been gameplay, like, as far as I've seen in the videos, there isn't any gameplay. There's just, like, concept art.
You know what would be really cool is if you never made it as a game designer, if you could do comic books. That would probably
be great, yeah.
I wonder.
That's something you can do a lot more with, I think, nowadays than you could with.
Well, I love the art, and I love the the concepts.
Yes, I
agree. Are incredible.
Do an adaptation.
Cool. The follow through in the game.
I do believe there's also going to be a movie version of the game.
Oh seriously?
I think it was going to be directed by Marilyn Manson. Now that I believe.
Okay.
But this is like back in the day. Like this is like 2005 news. Like,
oh wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You know what? This is not happening anymore. Not at all.
Momentarily excited, except that I remember what happens to every single
video game movie. Yeah, I know.
And it's.
Is there one that has been
good? No.
Decent? No. Not even good. Just
Resident
decent.
Evil. The Resident Evil series.
Oh, the first one. I like the first one.
You can say that. Okay, you can say that success doesn't necessarily equal good.
Quality. No, not good, but. Yeah.
I will say the first two, maybe three Resident Evil movies were okay. The first one has a special place in my heart because I think it's pretty good.
And also the main character's name is Alice. Not to put you on blast.
Yeah, not to put me on blast. Yeah, that's the only reason I like anything. It's true. I'm very biased. But I just, I like that one. But no, I agree with you because then the other thing is that what is his name? Uwabole? I can't pronounce his name. But he's a movie director who's basically scooped up, Alone in the Dark, Blood Rain. I believe he did a Far Cry movie. And they are very bad.
Blood Rain was the one I was actually thinking of the most when thinking about bad video game movies because I think I actually owned it at one point.
That's pretty,
I didn't ever watch it because something about it is cursed.
Like, well, here's the thing. Here's how bad these movies, like, people don't like these movies, which, with good reason, they're bad. Like, there's not really a lot.
No one remembers the Blood Rain games anyway.
Nope.
They're not, well, I'm just saying in general, these movies aren't great. They're not really redeemable anyway, but the guy basically said he'd stop because people didn't like them, or he was like, I'm going to stop because nobody likes or appreciates my work, and people were sort of like, oh no, oh no, please, no, let's come back. But no, I agree. I don't believe there has been very many good video game movies. Like, what? I haven't seen the Angry Birds movie. Maybe that's okay.
It does have Peter Dinklage in it.
Ooh, I like him.
I know, but
is he the angry bird, like the red one?
I don't believe he is.
Oh. He's the super genius of the pig side of Angry
Birds. Oh, he's a pig. Okay. Yeah. So not even an angry bird, not even a title.
He's one of the villains, but not actually the villains in the new one. Not that I know anything about the new one, and I'm not going to go see it.
You saw a trailer, didn't you?
Yeah, I did see a trailer.
Yeah.
A good video game movie.
Uh-huh.
Detective Pikachu.
I guess so.
That was pretty good.
It was good.
We have one, guys, one on the board.
But it wasn't really based on one game. It was based on the entire.
Well, here's the thing, Jesse. Franchise is a game called Detective Pikachu for the 3DS.
Is there?
Yes.
Really?
And they re-released it, remastered it recently.
Oh. Yeah, it's not great. I would say it didn't get really good reviews.
Oh, okay.
But I would say the movie did way better.
I love the movie.
And,
funny.
I also liked the movie. I will say that as well. So yes, Detective One. Like, I don't really count the Pokemon movies as, but I guess we could because I do like them. I'm not going to necessarily say they're good, but, you know, they're good when I was, like, 9. No, I was younger than that, but, you know.
The first Pokemon movie, maybe the second one, and Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, there
That's
we go.
That's it.
Yeah. I like
That's the top
Pokemon
three video game movies ever made.
I like all the Pokemon movies because I have bad taste.
All right, well, this has been awesome, and we're going to get Jesse back on again someday in the near future. That's everything we got for you for this week. Keep slacking.
Bye.
Bye.